When Esme Codell first entered her assigned classroom as a new teacher, she encountered 31 10-year-olds and many unexpected challenges. To cope, she invented her own style of teaching, which she explained in her 1999 book, Educating Esme, Diary of a Teacher's First Year. It sold over 200,000 copies. A new expanded edition includes more tips for young teachers. Becoming a teacher wasn't Esme Codell's childhood dream. She didn't even consider it as a career until she saw how deeply the profession touches kids' lives.
I think a lot of people who go into education want to be a teacher from the time that they're very small, and a lot of people pretend to be teachers and get their brothers and sisters all lined up and make fake worksheets and all that. But growing up, I really didn't want to be a teacher. But my decision to become a school teacher really happened after I worked as a children's bookseller for a number of years. And I really saw the value in connecting children with books and the possibility of their own lives, really, through books. And I tried to think of a job that was most like being a bookseller, and that was being a teacher. So I decided to pursue my education degree, and I came to it that way, really.
When Codell became a teacher at the age of 24, she faced classroom challenges her education degree hadn't prepared her for.
Some of the children came from very violent and unhappy backgrounds, but the thing that really struck me the most was how difficult it was to get administration to back me on varied approaches and trying to think out of the box, because they have their own agenda and they have people they have to answer to. And I think teaching, if you're going to be an effective teacher, it's a leader's occupation, not a follower's occupation.
Written in the form of a diary, Educating Esme includes dozens of the situations that took place in Codell's classroom, some heartbreaking, some hilarious. She recounts how she struggled with a wide range of problems, from trying to improve her students' poor performance in reading and writing to dealing with children who constantly disrupted class. One of the biggest mistakes new teachers make when encountering wild behavior, she says, is giving it a lot of attention, which is exactly what the misbehaving child wants.
It's tricky to not give a child the attention for the things that we don't like and ignore it and then focus on the positive things they do so that they learn. It's a behavioral modification technique. But really the best way to ensure classroom management is to engage the children. And working with textbooks usually doesn't work, and handing out worksheets usually doesn't work, and yelling till the sound of your loud voice becomes like the television buzzing, that doesn't work either. What does work, and what worked for me, has to do with daily read aloud to children.
The technique of managing a class and teaching through reading out loud resonates with Heather Sella, who began teaching the same year Codell did.
I was Esme's neighbor teacher. She and I had our first year teaching together. She helped all the time to find really good books for teaching certain areas. And you can use good literature to model thinking as a reader. So as I'm reading this, I can demonstrate how I'm making a prediction or how I'm making a connection. And then conversely, for writing, they have, you know, a prime example of where they can go as a writer.
In Educating Esme, Codell provides other tips for new teachers through personal examples of how, for example, she individualized the teaching process and found the right mentor.
I was really, really fortunate in that I went into first-year teaching with a lot of confidence because I had an incredible mentor. My mentor was an evil, old, cantankerous woman who pulled ears and yelled at the children. And even though I don't think I would want to imitate her approach, what I came away with was an admiration for her investment in her approach. And I wanted to have an approach that I could feel equally invested in.
Esme Codell encourages other new teachers to do what they can to personalize their teaching style. And she recommends that they be trained to build bridges with their students' parents, so they can orchestrate efforts to help children learn. Esme Codell spent 7 years teaching in Chicago schools before she resigned and returned to books, her third career as a children's author. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.